Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois visits South Florida on Friday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. And as you mentioned, we're excited about playing a good USF football team Friday night. Have a chance to play in front of a national TV audience is, of course, is big for us with what we're trying to do with our program. We recruit an awful lot down in the Florida area, the state of Florida. So it's a big game for us. Our guys have put two good games together, back-to-back, to get two wins. Played our best ball last week, so we're excited about playing the third game. We know down in, you know, the University of South Florida is dealing with a few more things. Everybody down in Florida is besides just football. So hopefully football can take their minds off of some of the other things that's going on down there. But for us, we need to get a win in the worst way. Looking forward to playing. I'll take your question.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up the call now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following true prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question from Leo Haggerty is Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach, or good afternoon. It's good to talk to you again.
Good talking with you.
Coach, you talked about recruiting in Florida. Have you been able to get all your players to contact family down here to know that they're all safe?
Yes. All of our, of course, we're in constant communication. Our players were with their families. So everyone is safe. You know, when you say safe, of course, everyone down there is dealing with something, but it's about people being safe and, you know, your life being not at risk, anything like that. So we feel pretty good about where everybody is, yes.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. How hard is it to prepare for a South Florida team that really hasn't played in 2 weeks and has really just shown you vanilla on off?
Well, I think everybody has a history, and as you mentioned, we've played two games and they've played two games, so I feel like we have enough information to try to prepare for them. I mean, they're a good ball club. I don't think that changes if you've missed a game. You know, they have a Heisman Trophy candidate at the quarterback position in Flowers and play well on the defensive side of the football. Have a excellent coach in Charlie Strong. So we have enough information to get ready for them and know what's at stake doing this game.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Friday night, and look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Radio.
Hi, Coach Smith. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Just talk about your trip back down to Tampa, because I know you were the head coach of the Buccaneers for a couple of years. What's your feeling like going to be like when you go in that stadium again?
For us, it's about, you know, my feeling about bringing a 2-0 Illinois football team down trying to get to 3-0. Just don't have much time for anything else. This isn't a family reunion, anything like that. It's a business trip for us. So, I mean, my thoughts are going to be pretty much on that. I've lived in Tampa for a long period of time, and I was down there, you know, lately as a coach. But I've been in the city of Tampa since the 90s or so, and had some form of a home down there. So I have a lot of friends down there, but, again, this is a business trip.
Well, I hope you have safe travels down there to Tampa.
All right, thank you very much.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.